Episode 104 of Futures Radio Show, sponsored by CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse futures and options exchange. CME Group's markets help individuals and businesses around the world manage risk and seize opportunities. Learn more at futuresfundamentals.com.
Every day, traders and investors dive in to tackle the ever-changing markets to find opportunity. Futures Radio Show is your number one source for answers to the questions that all market participants want to ask. Veteran futures trader Anthony Crudelli sits down with the most influential leaders and top traders in the industry. Now, here's your host, Anthony Crudelli.
Hey everyone, before we get started today, I want to thank our sponsors, CME Group and Trading Technologies. Today I talked to a guy from Nebraska who fell in love with the markets from watching Trading Places when he was 15 years old. When he came of age, he took the leap to move to Chicago and get a job in the trading pits. After a tough journey to success, he eventually created a combine for other traders to go through and learn the risk management skills of trading. His idea has helped thousands of traders showcase their skills and learn the game of trading in a more focused and disciplined environment. His name is Michael Patak, the founder and CEO of Top Step Trader, a company that will back traders who can prove they have what it takes to succeed in the markets. Michael and I had an awesome conversation. He and I had very similar struggles in the beginning of our careers, so it was great to hear how he persevered through those times. Since he has seen thousands of traders fail and succeed, I asked him what he believed to be the most important traits that make up a successful trader. He explains the emotional and behavioral impact trading has on individuals, and he defines the rules and limits traders need to succeed. It was great speaking with Michael today. He is an all-around good guy and a true entrepreneur. From how he fought his way through his early struggles in trading to becoming a successful trader and business owner, his story will inspire you. As always, thank you all for listening. Please enjoy this episode. It's great to have you here today, Michael.
Hey, Anthony. Thanks for having me on.
I'm in Naples, Florida, and you're up in the mountains, and what's better than that right now?
Right?
Before we begin today, Michael, I'd love to hear your backstory. I know that you, like myself, started in the pits, so I'm curious as to how that all came about. And I'm also interested in hearing how you came up with the idea to start Top Step Trader.
Yeah. Well, I'm originally from Nebraska, so I grew up in the country, and it's one of those that growing up in the country, you didn't really have too many people around you that traded. You did have a lot of people that watched corn prices, though. So that was something that I quickly started following, corn prices and cattle prices and things like that. And I got really interested in the price movement. And then one little show kind of changed everything, or I shouldn't say show, movie, Trading Places. When I watched it when I was like 15 years old, I saw the pit, and it was Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy. I'm sure you're familiar with that. But it kind of changed my whole view on work, I guess, or my career at the age of 15, if you want to call it that. But I remember watching the show, and my uncle told me, I go, hey, how do they make so much money so quickly? He's like, well, in trading, time is irrelevant. And as a 15-year-old kid who worked at a feedlot and made about $4 or $5 an hour, I found out that you didn't have to work by the hour and you could make as much as you possibly could imagine. And that's what my view was, you could make, but I didn't realize you could quickly lose. So I proceeded to open up a trading account. By the time I was like 19 years old, I had a company I started when I was like 17. So I imported juice from Mexico. It's a long story, but I opened up a $30,000 account and I traded that down to zero. And I did that three times in my life before I was 24 years old. And it was a very, very painful first experience into the trading world. But I knew I was hooked. I knew I loved it. I just needed to finish graduating from college and get my body up to Chicago because I wanted to be a trader. And that's kind of the start of the trading. And then I basically started with a prop firm and learned on a simulator with them. And advanced from there and took my skills to the floor and bought myself a seat on the floor. So it was a fun journey, and that's the pre-Top Step Trader days.
So when did you come up with the idea to start Top Step Trader?
Well, it was after 2008, and that was one of my best trading years that year. And in 2009, things kind of got really quiet. And I remember thinking, you know what? If I could come from the country, and I have this from Nebraska, and I went through three $30,000 accounts, then I became a scratch trader, and then I became a successful mid-six-figure trader. And I had the lifestyle and everything I wanted. I go, there's got to be somebody out there more talented, more disciplined, you know, more driven than I am. Why don't I create a platform where anybody out there could showcase their ability in a real-time simulated environment and complete an objective? And the objective was, put up a certain amount of money and follow basic risk management rules. And if they could do that, let's back them. And that's the start of it. And that was the exciting part about the start of seeing how many different type of strategies and styles and all that. And I learned so much just by kind of the unveiling of what's happening behind the scenes. You know, that was kind of the start of Top Step Trader. And we just kept growing from there. We created what's called the Trading Combine. And that's where that basically allows us to watch anybody wherever they are in the world. And we have people from 140 different countries trading. And those that complete the objective move on to a funded account. That's basically how I got my start. And I wanted to find somebody, other mini me, so to speak, out there that were much more talented than I. And that's how the start of Top Step Trader happened.
Oh, I love it. I want to piggyback a little bit off of your backstory and talk about mine as well. We have a lot of similarities, Michael. One, a movie is kind of what got me to the trading floor as well. I remember when I was looking for a job, I ended up looking into the paper. It's funny even saying looking at an ad in the paper, but there was a job for a runner. I knew that it was at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I remember from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, if you remember that scene, when they were up there and they were kind of mocking everybody with the hand signals. So definitely we have some similarities there, as well as me also blowing out my first three accounts. So I could definitely relate to that pain and an adversity that you had to fight through. So I really respect that. From one trader to another, I know what kind of persistence that takes to make it through that. So bravo, Michael, for fighting through that. A lot of respect here from me, and I know a lot of other traders as well. So let's talk a little bit about modern day traders, the electronic trader. Now, you and I, we talked about we both came from the pit, and we were actually able to see what made those traders successful. Electronic traders nowadays can be in communities. They can be in Twitter, trading rooms, talking with other traders, but it's hard to see what other traders are doing to actually be successful. But you're in a unique position as your company evaluates traders to potentially get backed by you. So having evaluated literally thousands of electronic traders, you see what works for those that are trading successfully, and you see what doesn't work for those that are struggling. So in your experience, Michael, talk to us about what you see that makes a successful trader.
Well, that's a great question, and that's kind of the exciting part about seeing how people trade. Well, the basic foundation is this, the main foundation of trading to make a successful trader is having good discipline. So many people lack discipline, and you can look at it in other sports. You know, people that don't have discipline in other sports, they don't become professionals. And if they don't have patience, if they don't have a good routine, a set of rules, they don't make it to major league. They're not starting pitcher. They're not getting paid to perform. You could look at that, take that same model and put it right on top of a successful trader. They got to have discipline. They got to have patience. They got to be able to have proper sizing, trade location. I mean, just being disciplined and waiting for the market to come to you, continually working on your mental state, which is kind of the psyche and what makes you tick. And those are like the big ones. And it's not charts and setups and things like that. It's basically having discipline and patience and then continually working on it's a growth-minded individual where you're continually improving and working upon different lessons that you learn throughout the day.
So at Top Step Trader, you guys do not teach anyone any technicals.
No, we let the market be your greatest teacher because the market is your greatest teacher by going out and just playing the game of trading.
Interesting. Now, I want to take this a step further, and I want to talk about the emotional side of trading. Now, not only is it a roller coaster for P&L, for a lot of new traders or even successful traders. But the emotional side of things can be really a roller coaster. And having worked with a lot of retail traders myself over the years, there's really like two types of patterns I have noticed that retail traders have. Is basically they either start really good out of the gates, think they figured it out, and then their P&L goes from, you know, steadily climbing higher to all of a sudden right back to where they began, or even losing well beyond where they began and losing all of their capital. And a lot of other traders I see struggle out of the gates, and then they try to grind it out. They don't make it. They end up quitting, or the ones that grind it out and eventually find a way to make it work. But either way, it's really a very emotional journey. And although we always say as traders to other traders, try to take the emotion out of trading, it's easier said than done, especially when you are a beginner trader. So now, Michael, you've worked with many traders, as we've talked about. I want to know what you guys are doing to help traders deal with the emotional side of trading.
Well, the emotion is the biggest part that I think people don't realize that makes up a majority of the game being successful. And you can't say, hey, get rid of your emotions, because your emotions are there. You can't control your behaviors. And that is why, you know, we have basic rules that, you know, individuals need to follow. And you, by breaking a rule, you kind of burn your hand on the stove a little bit, but you don't completely wipe out your account, so to speak, or where you've been, unless you know kind of where you're at. So having rules and helps you stay balanced, but emotions can get the best of any trader. Traders get in their own way a lot of times by where your emotions run high, then you start perceiving the market's going to do this or that. Then you start throwing your whole trading plan out the window, the rules of which kind of built your account up. You start throwing that out the window, and your emotions get the best of you. I had to go through a neuro-linguistic programming course when I was in my early days. I'd say probably about 22 years old, and I had a couple $30,000 accounts. I went through hard-earned lessons, and man, all that was because I let my emotions get the best of me. And once I curb my ego, that's when real growth really starts happening, is when you curb your ego, stay open-minded to learning that these emotions are there, but I don't have to always act on them. Some of them are very, the ones that you do want to act on some, but there are times where, you know, you just got to know when to shut it down. When to run away. That's very true. Another big thing about trading is there's the over cocky, there's the confident, and there's the timid. The successful traders stay in that confidence. When you get like over cocky, you get like this ego built up, your emotions, you think you're bigger than the market, you think you could push the market around, man, the market always wins. And when you realize that, then you take a step back and you can stay in that confidence zone. And then there's the individuals that get too timid and they're too scared to pull the trigger, and then you struggle there. So you've got to consistently work on this emotional state that you're in. And that takes a lot of, I go back to the analogy of baseball, it takes a lot of seeing a lot of pitches. It takes a lot of action in the market. It takes a lot of trading and going out there with a purpose each and every day. That's going to help you become a better ball player. It's going to help you become a better, like we always call them, like athletes of the marketplace. You're performing. You're going out there each day and performing. You've got to keep even keeled, level head, or else you're not going to, you know, you're not going to put up anything worthwhile, and you're going to consistently struggle with this.
You just spoke a lot about rules. So can you give us an idea of some of the rules that you guys are using at Top Step Trader?
Yeah, you know, it's the biggest one and the most important one is just have a loss limit. There's so many times. Your own personal loss limit works too. But we have one, it's just a daily loss limit. You know, in trading, we're assuming that we're actively trading. There's going to be days that the market giveth and the market taketh away. And even no matter how well you're trading, it may not be your day. Knowing when to shut it down and having a loss limit or just a basic understanding of what your average winner is and your average loser is, and knowing how to control. Again, I bring it back to baseball. If you're a ball player, you should know how you're hitting. You know, you should know certain stats about yourself because there's patterns in your behavior. So understanding those. So the rules that we have basically are just out of bounds. Just stay within the bounds. Don't lose, call it $1,000 in a day. Don't lose over $1,000 a day. If you're at that point, stop. Go for a run. Go hit the mountains like we were talking about earlier. and give yourself the freedom that this business does provide, where you don't have to sit there and grind it out all day and bury your account, take your account and seal up and do your own work. Or, go through what I and you went through in the beginning of burning through accounts. I mean, you got to have the discipline, and it starts with having a loss limit.
It's truly incredible that the most basic things are the most important things.
Oh, yeah. Keep it super simple in this game, because we can overcomplicate things really quickly.
Oh, very quickly. Now, you and I had a great convo the other day talking about defining success as a trader, and we both completely agreed that it really is a case-by-case basis. There are so many different types of traders out there. There are no two exact traders out there, in my opinion. So you guys are backing traders, and you're working with traders that have all different sets of goals, and all of their success is really defined, like we said, on a case-by-case basis. So talk to us on how you are dealing with the range of people with those range of goals to be successful at trading.
Well, just like anything, I mean, we try to bring them down to earth a bit, because success, our mission is not about making million dollar traders. Like that is like basically, that is the hardest thing to do. There's very few of those out there. It's about helping an individual find consistency that creates an income stream to help them accomplish the things that they want to do. An individual that we backed out of Uganda. He basically was just he had a quite unique strategy, but basically gave him the opportunity that he could quit his job and do this. Now, he could make more money trading there than he could do working, so that worked out for him. I'm not telling anybody to quit their job, but another individual that we had made $10,000 in like a couple months. Pulled the money out. He's a limo driver. I mean, it was a fourth quarter, I think, of his yearly salary, and allowed him to take his family to, Disney World or wherever exactly he took them. But I know he took his family on a trip. That's something that we look at success as. What do you define success as? Is success, hey, I want to, buy my girlfriend a wedding ring, and it's going to be $10,000. Well, trading can help you get there. If you can work on your abilities to be consistent, you can generate a revenue stream, one of which I'm not telling anybody to do their jobs, but one of which you can have a side revenue stream. I mean, life is, you become really successful when you have multiple revenue streams coming into your life. So if trading can be a revenue stream that you're making 20, 50, 100 grand a year on, and you don't have to quit your cushy job or whatever you're doing, or maybe you do want to quit it and it allows you to have more freedom in your life. Great. But success can be defined by any individual, wherever you are. We have people from 140 different countries. So I guarantee you, individual in Africa may have a different define success differently than, somebody in New York, So we allow people to kind of define their own success and then, go out and achieve that by creating a consistent, disciplined approach that opens up that revenue stream for you and or that income stream for you that allows you to do these things that you've always wanted to do.
Oh, I love that. And I got to tell you, from my own personal experiences, remember I began in the pit like you did, Michael, and we looked around. There was a lot of rich guys in there, and it was something that really was mentally hard to deal with when I was struggling. And then I would sometimes struggle more when I tried to keep up with other traders that were doing better than I was. And it really takes a lot of, self-discipline to not, try and chase money, especially when you're down in the hole like you and I were, struggling, losing money, and you see other people successful making money. I've just learned that, look, this is a business between yourself and the market. This is your business. And absolutely need to block all that other stuff out and focus on what you need to do. And as Michael said very well, this is about your goals and what defines your success. You cannot worry about what other people are doing. I compare trading to a lot of other sports I play, golf in particular. And you get on that golf course and you're playing with somebody who's better than you, and all of a sudden you hit one out into the woods and whatever, and you can be frustrated and they just keep piping them down the fairway and then they're putting them in the hole, and it's just like all of a sudden you can get, way off your game instead of just focusing on each shot, each and every shot. It's the same way for trading. Do what's best for you. Don't worry about everybody else. Michael, great stuff today. Now, we have a whole set of additional questions for you. So are you ready for our rapid fire segment?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, now our rapid fire segment is sponsored by Trading Technologies. Trade the global markets from virtually anywhere with TT, the world's fastest commercially available futures trading platform. Create your account and try it now free at trytt.com. First question, how has your trading evolved over the years?
I become much more patient. I let the market come to me. Way different game than I used to be when I was a younger trader.
For myself as well, and I think for a lot of veteran traders out there, the one key difference from Anthony Crudele today versus Anthony Crudele, you know, 17 years ago when I began trading, is absolutely patience. So one thing all new traders should definitely learn from veteran traders, patience.
Yep.
Now, Michael, can you tell me the moment that trading just clicked for you?
The moment trading clicked for me is when I understood, when I talked to you earlier about the curbing the ego. It was when I curbed my ego and I knew it was an emotional, it was a psychological game that I needed to work on.
Awesome. Now, can you tell us what is the number one source you spend your time on?
What's the number one source I spend my time on? The number one source I spend my time on is watching traders.
What's your favorite book about trading or the markets?
The Daily Trading Coach by Brett Steinberger is very good.
What's your favorite movie or TV show about trading or the markets?
Well, I wanted to say Trading Places because that's what I started the conversation off with. But man, once you watch Rogue Trader, it's a pretty good movie.
Oh, wow. I have not yet watched that. I'm definitely going to have to check that out.
It's with Ewan McGregor. It's great. It's definitely anybody that's had a losing position on and he takes down a big bank. He does emotions very well in the movie.
Yeah, I've had a few of those. What is the best piece of advice you've received about trading or the markets?
Always trade for tomorrow.
Now, if you can give a piece of advice to the new people interested in getting involved in trading, what would it be?
I guess it goes back to the $330,000 accounts that I lost, and that was a really, really painful point in my life. But I don't want people to make that same mistake. So the greatest thing about trading is you can learn by doing and do it in a safe environment. Don't risk your own capital in the markets. Learn safely on a simulator. That is one of the reasons why we developed Top Step Trader, where you can sign up for the trading combine and learn. We have the rules here. You just need to follow it. Basically, you just go out and trade and keep it safe and keep it super simple.
Great stuff today, Michael. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us here on Futures Radio Show. Now, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add to today's show?
Well, no, Anthony. Thanks for having me on. I just I really love what you guys are doing over here and appreciate you inviting me on.
It was really fun having you on the show today, Michael. Thank you again for joining us here today on Futures Radio Show. I hope you had a great holiday season, and I look forward to having you back on the show again in the future.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Futures Radio Show. If you have any questions or comments for myself or my guests, please visit futuresradioshow.com and sign up to be a premium member for free. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes.